Our reading this morning is from Jude, verses 20 to 25. But you, beloved, building yourself up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Beloved, this is who we are. Beloved, objects of God's love, his great love, his inexpressible love, his love which is unconditional, everlasting. Yes, you are loved with an everlasting love, a love that was expressed well, before there was even time, when he chose you to belong to him. A love that was demonstrated in time, demonstrated in the purest form, when he gave his life up for you, was willing to and did die for you while you were yet a sinner, estranged from him, his enemy. And also demonstrated in time when he came to you in his word, poured over you in the waters of baptism, and still comes to you, feeding you his very body and blood in the Holy Supper. And a love that will continue throughout time until, well, there is no more time. Time is done. Time is gone. And we're with him in eternity. Yes, you are loved with an unconditional love. A love based in who he is, not in who you are, not in what you've done or what you have failed to do, purely because of who he is, you are loved. Such a love moves us to love. We love because he first loved us. And to love well means, first of all, we need to take care of ourselves. And so our reading from Jude today, we're told what it takes to take care of ourselves so we may love. Build yourself up in your most holy faith, it says. Remain in Jesus, and according to his promise, he remains in you. Be in his word. Receive his gifts and the sacraments. Build yourself up. Share that word as you walk along, as you rise and sit down. See God at work in your life through his word, and praying in the Holy Spirit, praying, responding, having that ongoing conversation with God as you go about your daily life, seeking his will, his purpose, his desires for you as you interact with the people of the world, the people he's woven into your life. Keep yourselves in the love of God, always remembering that God is gracious and merciful, that your failures will not separate you from his love, and neither will your successes. Keep yourself in that perfect love and wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. That mercy that we have received and continue to receive, wait, it's not full and complete yet. Wait. There's more coming. Wait, because the best is yet to come. Wait expectantly, hopefully, joyfully, knowing that the fullness of Christ's love and mercy will be revealed to you on that last day. Take care of yourself. Live in that love. Remember, you are his beloved always. And then we're told in Jude, express that love you have for Christ, that responsive love, by loving others. Have mercy on those who doubt, we're told. Those who belong to the family of faith who are weak or confused or poorly instructed. Have mercy on them. Do not snuff out that smoldering wick or break that bruised reed. Have compassion on those who are weaker than you. Teach them, instruct them, comfort them, love them. And save others by snatching them out of the fire. For those outside the family of faith, for those who are perishing, for those who make up the majority of people around us in our world today, in our workplaces, in our neighborhoods, even in our own families, snatch them out of the fire. They're perishing. They're lost. They don't know the love of Jesus. They live without the hope that you have. But they too are loved. Bring God's word to them. Tell them of the mercies of Christ. Snatch them out of that fire. And show his mercy with fear. Not being afraid, but that reverent awe that you have received that mercy, not because you deserved it, but because of who he is. Show that mercy to others, recognizing that they're just as broken as we are, and we're just as broken as they are. The only thing that makes us different is having received Christ's love, a love we can share, a love we're called to share. See, we're meant to love. We are meant to love, but as Jude puts it, we stumble. See, we don't care for ourselves as we ought to care for ourselves. God's word is neglected among us. His gifts go unreceived. The busyness of the world distracts us from walking closely with him, from praying in the Spirit. The enticements of the world refocus us, so our heart's desires are shifted from him and his love to the world and what's purported to be love. And because we don't take care of ourselves, we don't love well. We don't serve others well. We live our lives for ourselves. We live our lives in this horrible individualistic society, this unprecedented culture where everyone is out for himself. And we live in isolation from one another rather than loving one another. Oh, dearly beloved, if only we could take in how fully, how deeply, how unconditionally we are loved. If somehow we could just begin to grasp the depths of his love, the heights of his love, the width of his love, then we could live with no fear. No fear of losing things. No fear of risking things. No fear of what the world thinks or how people might respond. We could simply love. If we could just begin to grasp how loved we are, we could live our lives free from the anxieties of this world. If we had a glimpse of how greatly we're loved, there would be no stumbling. But it's not in us to keep from stumbling. We don't embrace God's love. We don't understand it or comprehend it. We think God loves like we love. And we know how far short our love falls. We don't even hate the garment stained by the flesh, as we're called to do. In fact, we're quite comfortable in the flesh. We find ourselves really enticed by the flesh, even loving the flesh. Yes, we turn from the one who loves us in pursuit of the things that the world offers us, a world that does not love us, cannot love us, would not love us, but instead would use us up and leave us empty. But in God's mercy, you are not left on your own. You are Christ's beloved. And he is able to keep you from stumbling, we're told. He's able even to present you before the presence of his glory, blameless, without spot, washed in his blood, covered in his love. And even more amazingly, he's able to do this with great joy. It's his joy to love you. It's his joy to make you pure and blameless. It's his joy to present you as his own, as his beloved, as his bride, pure, radiant, loved. So keep yourself in his love. He's loved you before all time. You are and remain his beloved, and you will remain in his love forever. He has shown you great mercy. He has snatched you out of the fire. He keeps you from stumbling. He presents you blameless. He loves you with an everlasting love. So to him be glory, majesty, dominion, and all authority before all time, and now and forever. Amen.